The big story in Europe over the past week is the change at the top of British politics. Patrick Christies is a journalist and political commentator in London. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Have you been enjoying the heat wave?
It's been absolutely scorching, yes. It's been the hottest days in UK history since records began. So, yeah, making the most of it.
Well, no surprise that Boris Johnson is the new Prime Minister. But what perhaps is a surprise that he's appointed hardline Brexiteers to top roles in his new government.
Yes, absolutely. So we've seen the likes of Priti Patel, who, of course, was ousted from Theresa May's cabinet. She's in there. She's in there as Home Secretary. She's seen as, well, basically kind of Thatcher Mark II in some respect. She's very strong on law and order, obviously a staunch Brexiteer, as you've said. We've seen a few others as well, of course, in there. Dominic Raab, for example, Foreign Secretary. But I think the thing is, it shouldn't be too much of a surprise, because what crippled Theresa May was indecision and this kind of policy of appeasement, as opposed to actually driving forward anything specific that she really wanted to do. And Boris recognises, I think, that in this country now, we've had 3 years since Brexit, we're just a bit sick and tired of the country being stagnant. And actually, if he's got a lot of people in cabinet that think the way he thinks and unite the party in that respect, then he can just push things through and get it all done quickly. So it's a period of action as opposed to indecision.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about getting Brexit done within 99 days.
The doubters, the doomsters, the gloomsters, they are going to get it wrong again. Because we're going to restore trust in our democracy. And we're going to fulfil the repeated promises of Parliament to the people and come out of the EU on October the 31st. No ifs or buts.
So, Patrick, is it going to deliver where Theresa May could not?
I think there's every chance. I think that the European Union now, for the first time, recognise that they are probably dealing with somebody who means it when he says that no deal is a realistic option. I find it hard to believe that we're going to get a particularly new deal in these 99 days. Obviously, the EU just had their rounds of elections and there's rather a lot going on there. So I actually think no deal is the most likely option now, as far as I'm concerned. And he's even put his old foe Michael Gove in charge of preparing for no deal. Very shrewd bit of politics this from Boris Johnson, because of course no deal is going to be very, very tricky and it could go horribly wrong. And if it does, it will be Michael Gove to blame and not him. So quite a clever little bit of
wizardry. Very good. But not everybody believes that he is going to deliver by October 31st.
I don't believe a single word the Conservative Party tell us. I mean, after all, Theresa May told us 108 times we were leaving on March the 29th and we didn't. So just because Boris says we're leaving on the 31st of October doesn't mean that we're going to.
Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage there speaking on the BBC, Patrick.
Yes, absolutely. Nigel Farage actually stands to benefit quite greatly from a Boris Johnson government. If there is another general election very, very soon, then there's every chance that the Brexit Party will do a deal with the Tories, especially in the north of England, to stand in some seats and the Tories would stand aside. That could give Nigel Farage's party somewhere in the region of potentially between 5 and 10 seats. They would hold the balance of power, potentially, and as horrifying a thought this may be to a lot of people, we could be looking at Deputy Prime Minister Nigel Farage at some point in the future. But in terms of the October 31st deadline, Boris has really made a roll for his own back here. He absolutely can't go back on that. It's either no deal or some form of a deal. But October 31st, if he goes back on that and Britain doesn't leave the EU, then I think the Tory party's dead.
OK, you mentioned an election there. How likely is an election and what could trigger it?
Yeah, very likely. Boris Johnson is quite keen to get the ball moving on a general election. He even alluded to in one of the hustings events that he had a debate against Jeremy Hunt. He said the phrase, "and in the impending general election," which, I mean, was a pretty clear giveaway. Jeremy Corbyn is polling pretty badly at the moment, especially within his own Labour Party members. So about 40% of the Labour Party think that Jeremy Corbyn should be ousted as Labour leader. Now, it's really a good time for Boris to do this. He's riding the crest of that wave. He'll have his honeymoon period. And I would expect him to go to the public and hope to get a decent enough majority that he can force things through Parliament again, because that's again what crippled Theresa May. She just couldn't get anything through Parliament. I would expect us in this country now to be looking at an election maybe around January or February time.
Just last question for you, Patrick, really quickly. Theresa May, remember her? just during her speech, her final speech, she mentioned women.
And I hope that every young girl who has seen a woman Prime Minister now knows for sure that there are no limits to what they can achieve.
Just remind us, what did she achieve?
Yeah, fantastic. It's a trick question, that, isn't it, really? No, look, Theresa May, unfortunately, will go down as one of the worst prime ministers, I think, that we've had. And I do say that with a bit of sorrow, because I don't think that she's, you know, the worst person in the world. But she was hamstrung. What she wants her legacy to be is the public sector pay rises. So she rose payments for the army, police and teachers by roughly in the region of about 2.5%. That's what she wants it to be. But the reality, her legacy is the slow motion car crash that was her handling of Brexit. So unfortunately, she's not achieved too much. But there is an interesting point there, actually. You know, the Conservative Party in this country do get quite a bad reputation because they tend to be more right wing, obviously. But actually, they have had two female prime ministers. And Boris Johnson's current cabinet includes quite an ethnically diverse and gender diverse bunch of MPs as well. So not a bad move, again, from the Tories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got the Home Secretary is Hindu, and we have the first Muslim Chancellor. Patrick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Patrick Christie is journalist and political commentator based in London. Breakfast show host at Love Sport Radio.